Karl Kaiser, professor for political science at the University of Harvard, remembers how Germans in Berlin came out in support of America after 9/11.
There was an immediate, spontaneous demonstration at the Brandenburg Gate next day with hundreds of thousands of people. The solidarization was total. The chancellor next day in the German Bundestag, the very chancellor who later on totally disagreed with George Bush's policy on Iraq, declared complete solidarity with the United States, and that reflected very much the feeling all over Germany.
In 2001, the great majority of the German population approved of the way the US administration reacted to the terror attacks immediately after they happened. This empathy for the United States faded, though, after the US launched its attack on Iraq. Germany, as opposed to Britain, for example, declined to join the military operations. Germany and the United States started to drift apart. Melinda Crane, a U.S. journalist from Boston, has worked in Germany for the past 20 years. She argues that the reason Germans became disillusioned with the Bush administration was their assertion that weapons of mass destruction existed in Iraq. This distortion of facts hit a sour note for a country like Germany, which has had a troubled experience with manipulative governments.
I would say that in a country which, on the basis of its history, is very, very sensitive on all questions of the use of military power, there developed a tremendous opposition to the U.S. attempt to manipulate fact, to manipulate all of these things, to go into Iraq and wage a war with a very weak justification that there had been contacts between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, which, of course, proved to be unfounded.
Part of this skepticism can be seen in a world opinion poll that was conducted in 2008. It indicates that a fifth of the German population believes the U.S. was behind the 9/11 attacks. One of them is Matthias Bröcker. The German journalist and author from Berlin has just published his third book on September 11.
It's quite clear that a lot of secret services, not only the U.S., were involved in this and were very close to these hijackers. And this alone should be an urgent reason to reinvestigate the whole case.
Many of his critics call Bröcker a conspiracy theorist. But even so, many in Germany still doubt the official 9/11 account. Other polls indicate that almost 90% of the population believe that the US government has not told the truth about September 11. Despite this skepticism, however, the majority of Germans do believe that al-Qaeda is behind the 9/11 attacks and has a much more favorable view of the Obama administration than of his predecessors. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anna Almeling.